Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Paulina Jane Isaac. She's an experienced writer and editor. Paulina, welcome to our podcast.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
One of the most important things that any business owner should understand is how to communicate. And one of the most common things I see that people don't know how to do well is write, especially something as simple as a LinkedIn invite. I get people that are hundreds of people reaching out to me, and my team almost sometimes laughs because they're like, look at what this person said, look what that person said. So either they don't write any personal note, or they write such a long note that it's like vomit. So I'm curious, Paulina, you're a writer. What are some of the most basic, simple things you can share with our listeners who are business owners, speaker, author, coaches, where it seems basic, but I get this all the time. So what do you suggest for our listeners?
Well, I think people make the common mistake that just because it's business means that it's impersonal. But I think any business owner could tell you that business is extremely personal, right? Because you're catering to your customers, your clientele. So I think when it comes to writing an email, I write a lot of cold emails to a lot of editors to introduce myself. So, you know, I think just being warm at the beginning and building some kind of a rapport. So maybe if you are trying to make a network connection, you can compliment them on something, some kind of work they've done, and, you know, don't be fake about it, be genuine. So do your research on someone and kind of, I've heard and I've experienced that a nice compliment, a little, like show that you've done some research. It kind of, it gets someone's eye. Another simple tip I do when I'm cold emailing someone, I'll put their name in the subject line and I'll kind of say like, hi, plus, you know, invitation to network with Paulina or something like that. Or, you know, hello, Paulina. Just because when I scroll through my inbox, I get so many PR emails. And when I see my name, it kind of catches my eye. So I think when it comes to trying to personalize it, building some type of rapport, keeping it simple, the shorter, the better, you know, creating a new sentence every time your thought changes. So it's not this super long paragraph, because first of all, that's just improper email etiquette, but it's also really overwhelming to someone's eye. And, you know, I think having a nice sign off, like I hope to hear from you soon, or I hope you're staying safe. And, you know, then just you could say best, thanks, your name. So I guess being concise, you know, being thoughtful and just being really clear. And then, of course, make sure your grammar is correct. A little cheat I have the Grammarly plugin on my laptop. So it kind of works as a word check on anything I'm doing. So that's also good. So yeah, I would say those are probably my main tips when it comes to business writing, when it comes to that kind of email format. And then I think, you know, maintaining professionalism and understanding your industry. In my industry, it's, you know, it's very different than other industries. I'll have people giving me smiley faces who are my superiors. I'll have editors sign off with like XO. So it can be a really laxed work environment. But I think even if you have a really buttoned up work environment, you can still kind of try to exude that warmth through the email. So it doesn't feel like, you know, a robot is sending you an email or something like that.
No, that's important, because sometimes a robot is like that. They're bots. But that's so important, because in the more digital world we live in, especially now, it becomes more important to be personal. And it could be as simple as, I have clients that want to be speakers. And I say, look, go to the LinkedIn profile, find out one thing that they did that literally interests you as well, whether it's like they love equestrian or they're a 10-minute tennis player. And when you send them an invite to be in your network, definitely put a personal note, but just say, hey, Paulina, I noticed that you went from Temple. I did too, you know, but as long as you make it super simple, because sometimes, unfortunately, they think more quantity over quality. But if the whole goal is for my clients or people in general to connect with people, it's about quality. So I literally have hundreds of people reaching out to me, and my team looks at it. And if they say or see something that references me personally or references a personal friend, then they immediately cut the line and it goes right to me. But mm-hmm. what I'm saying is what you just shared, it sounds simple, Pauline, but so many people don't do it. and unfortunately, they don't get recognized or get connected. Now, when you talk about email etiquette, what do you mean by that?
I mean, kind of in the same way where you go to a meeting or an interview, you wouldn't kind of, you know, give someone a high five or say, yeah, or like, dude, or anything like that. You kind of, there's a certain etiquette that you follow. So I kind of think it's the same with email, you know, don't be too pushy. I have publicists being like really, really pushy to me. Sometimes I have just like improper grammar and the email is just all over the place. It's like, I should be able to understand why you're emailing me very quickly. I don't want to have to dig. And then of course, just the format of not having these really bulky paragraphs and everything like that. So, you know, make sure their name is spelled correctly. I've had people reach out to me with Paula or Pauline, and that's not my name. So just simple things like that, I think, are really helpful. And, you know, not like you said, not everybody does it. Some people just don't know how, I guess. But it's really easy to learn.
Yeah. Now, again, so much of life, frankly, is about simplicity. When mm-hmm. people ask me, Christopher, how do you get paid to speak? And I say, well, have you ever asked? mm-hmm. And sometimes they've never asked. Because again, if they're asking me, how do you get paid? Well, you ask them, what is your budget for your keynote mm-hmm. speaker? And it sounds obvious for me, because I'm a speaker and I've been doing this for 20 years, but just like you, well, Paulina, that's the first question I asked you, right? Mm-hmm. How would you like me to introduce you? I don't mm-hmm. know, right? I don't know you, but just those basic respect things that is so important that hopefully your listeners know whether you're writing or speaking. The last question I want to ask you, since you are this great writer, you talk about engaging readers. Now, whether they're engaging their customers, engaging your team, how do you feel we can engage readers or team members better through what you're saying is creative storytelling?
Right. I think the first thing, I learned this really early on, is that you always want to tell a story. You know, you always kind of want to engage, like the word I use, your readers really early on. You know, you want to make it personal. I don't know if you own a business, then maybe kind of lead with how you got to where you are, why you're in this specific industry. You know, you want to start it as kind of the beginning of a story, and then you kind of want to go into the middle, and then you want to finish with a conclusion, because people really love stories, right? Everything we do is kind of a story. Every mode of communication, we're kind of ingesting these stories. So I think make sure you're doing that. I'm a huge person with being having candor and being vulnerable. I think that's really incredible when it comes to any type of business. I think it's really important when it comes to writing. So, you know, don't be afraid to be really honest with people. You don't have to pretend like you're this amazing, super successful, you've never failed, like your life is perfect type of person, because people don't relate to that. And so much of, you know, especially social media, the accounts and the people who gain traction are people who show this kind of emotional vulnerability. And you can actually look up the 5 reasons why people share things on social media. And one of them is definitely like, you have to have an emotional entryway. So it's really interesting, because I think a lot of people kind of don't think about emotions when it comes to business, but people really like to be able to relate to something in some way. They want to feel like it's personal. They want to feel like they learned a tool that they can tell their friends or tell their family. So I think when you kind of combine that kind of storytelling, being vulnerable, being really honest with, you know, your audience, and then also kind of thinking about what way can you make it a little bit relatable? What way can you make it helpful? What way can you make it so your account or your business just suddenly seems like, wow, this has been missing my whole life. This is one of my favorite things. I just want to consume this content, you know, because it happens to me. I'll stumble upon a podcast or an Instagram or even a company, and I'm just like, wow, this is so unique and amazing. And they really just understand their audience so well.
Awesome. And again, this is coming from you, where you work with so many of these big magazines, and that's great, because it's one thing to say, yeah, this is some advice, but since you literally get pitched all the time from, mm-hmm. as you're saying, first people, it's great because you can thin slice what we most need to hear and more need to learn to be a better writer and a better communicator. So Paulina, thank you so much for being in our podcast. How can our guests connect and stay in touch with you?
Okay, thanks for having me. I am on pretty much all social media at PaulinaJane15. And you can also go to PaulinaJaneIsaac.com, and that's my website.
Great, Paulina. Thanks again. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Christopher. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to ChristopherKai.com to learn more.